Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. The actress Felicity Huffman could be sentenced to prison time today. She is the first parent and high-profile defendant to be sentenced in college admissions bribery scandal. Live report now from KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
Just saw it within the past several minutes, wearing a black dress, holding her husband's hand. Felicity Huffman walked rather swiftly into Boston federal court for this sentencing. We now know maybe about 11:45 is when this begins. The Desperate Housewives star, of course, owned up to her role in the college admissions scandal quite quickly, pleaded guilty to conspiracy and fraud of paying $15,000 to inflate her daughter's SAT scores. So she'll be hearing her punishment here shortly. Will it be prison? Will it be probation? Prosecutors want her to do at least a month behind bars. Huffman's attorneys, they want probation and lots of community service.
Just give her community service would be a slap on the wrist and send a message to the public that you can do whatever you want when it comes to academic cheating, and all you're going to get is community service. So there's a lot on the line for both sides and for the judge to decide as well.
That's legal analyst Lou Shapiro, also a criminal defense attorney. Federal judges, they've got enormous sentencing discretion, so it really is up to the judge, despite what has been recommended by prosecutors. Again, this is happening in Boston. It's federal court. There are no cameras allowed in federal court, so no live feed coming out. There will be a race and a rush of reporters to bring the information as soon as they're allowed to leave the courtroom after the sentencing goes down. We'll have it for you. I'm Craig Figner, reporting live, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Six students, meanwhile, at Hart High School, this is in Santa Clarita, have been detained in connection with felony criminal threats. The sheriff's department says the threats circulated online weren't made against any particular school, but Dave Caldwell with the Hart Unified School District tells KNX authorities take even vague threats very seriously.
So we just urge parents to please be talking with your kids so that they understand that these things can have serious consequences.
The Los Angeles City Council has just unanimously confirmed Martin Adams as the new general manager and chief engineer of the Department of Water and Power. Adams is a 35-year veteran of the DWP, takes the position amid an FBI investigation and an overhaul of the department. City Council members say they are confident in Adams' ability to lead the DWP, but they acknowledge that it will not be easy. Donations are needed to help an older Maltese dog heal after she was found with burns over half of her body.
Earlier this week, the 10-year-old named Candy ended up in the care of the Little Angels Project, an animal rescue organization in Agoura Hills. It's believed she was either burned with chemicals or a fire accelerant. The organization wrote on its Facebook page that she is the sweetest dog ever, and even through all this trauma, she is still friendly with the techs and others. They went on to write, "This poor girl just wants to give love and receive the love and care she deserves." Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And for more information on how you can help, head to our website, knx1070.com. The company that owns the dive boat that burned off the Santa Barbara coastline on Labor Day, killing 34 people, is rejecting the finding of the NTSB that the crew was asleep when the fire began. The company's attorney says a crew member was awake 45 minutes before the first Mayday call. Check the galley where the fire is believed to have started. The NTSB is investigating the cause and looking into possible criminal charges. The Salvation Army says it's doubling down on its efforts to combat the homeless crisis around the Los Angeles area. Salvation Army Major Osei Stewart tells KNX it's boosting prevention efforts, building more shelters, and helping many homeless people get back into regular society.
Bringing them to a place where they are self-sustained. And, we do workforce development programs. We do drug and alcohol rehab programs.
He says the Salvation Army is working with government agencies to help get people off the streets. The Salvation Army's shelter in Bell is one of the largest homeless shelters west of the Mississippi. Metro says it will start reaching out to private companies soon as soon as it gets ready for the multi-billion dollar transit project through the Sepulveda Pass. The plan is to link the San Fernando Valley and the West Side and offer an alternative to the notoriously clogged up 405 freeway. Metro is said to be considering four potential routes, three subways, one monorail. The Daily News says this would be the first time the MTA will be employing a public-private partnership for a project. It's heating up today, as we've been telling you, and into the weekend. Triple digits forecast for a number of areas around Southern California. But L.A. City Fire Captain Eric Scott tells KNX that there are no red flag warnings in effect as of now because there are no powerful winds in the forecast.
The combination of strong winds, low relative humidity, hot temperatures equals explosive fire growth. This weekend, we're just going to be seeing hot temperatures most likely, and it's starting to continue to add to the drying out of the brush on the hillsides.
And he says the city of L.A. will see no parking restrictions or moves to clear homeless camps out of brush areas under a new rule just passed by the city council.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.